WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. A three-hour Common Council meeting in Wisconsin Rapids this week focused mainly on the waterworks and lighting solar power project proposal. Melissa Kay reports.
After several meetings this fall and a public hearing mostly against the project, the Common Council voted 5-3 to sign a letter of intent. Mayor Matt Zacher tells WFHR this doesn't guarantee that the project will happen. However, it makes it possible to apply for clean energy tax credits before they're phased out in 2026.
Yeah, basically saying at December 31st, if you have a letter of intent that is good enough to get you the incentives if you decide to move forward with the project. If we decide not to, then it's a done deal. We don't do anything. We're not promising anything. We're not breaking contracts.
Implemented by the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, these clean energy tax credits are now being phased out and terminated by the enactment of legislation commonly known as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. To qualify for the credits, construction would need to begin before July 4, 2026, and/or placed in service before December 31, 2027. The council also voted to open some shared roads to ATV and UTV traffic. Wisconsin Rapids roads are closed except for 600 feet of Griffith County Z, shared with Wood County. People who live on these shared roads can only travel in one direction.
All we're really doing is saying, okay, those roads are now open on both sides, so people that leave can actually come back home now.
The council voted 4-4. Mayor Zacher broke the tie to open shared roads to ATV-UTV traffic.
Two Wisconsin kids have now died of preventable diseases this season. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The State Department of Health Services says over the last few weeks, one child has died of COVID-19 in western Wisconsin, and another has died of the flu in the northeastern part of the state. Tom Haupt is a respiratory disease epidemiologist from the State Health Department.
Nobody wants to lose a child, let alone have a child die during the holiday season. We got to feel so sorry for the families. You know, we certainly offer our sympathy to all the families and friends of these two children that died. But unfortunately, these things do happen. The best way to prevent it is to get the vaccination.
It's hard for scientists to determine how severe of a cold, flu, RSV, COVID season we'll have.
There is that particularly mutant strain that's going around with H3 virus influenza that maybe does not give as much protection, which means a lot of people are thinking it's going to be a more severe season. Based on what we've seen in the Southern Hemisphere, Australia, New Zealand, they have had severe years, but also very prolonged years from the time it starts through the activity, higher activity till the time it peaks. It was much longer this year than it has been in the past.
Across Wisconsin, only 28% of eligible people have gotten the flu shot, and only 10.6% have gotten an updated COVID-19 vaccine.
To be honest with you, it's kind of disappointing. There aren't the numbers that have come in.
So many people are about to be traveling and gathering for the holidays. It's the perfect opportunity for viruses to spread. Health experts say it's never too late to get vaccinated. You can start by checking with your doctor's office, your pharmacy, and your local health department. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Menards will have to pay millions of dollars to settle a multi-state case alleging deceptive rebate advertising and pandemic-era price gouging. The settlement announced Wednesday by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection resolves a multi-state lawsuit claiming Menards misrepresented its rebate program and charged excessive prices for essential goods during COVID-19 lockdowns. Under the settlement, Menards has agreed to change how it markets its rebate program and to not engage in price gouging during economic disruption. Wisconsin's portion of the settlement is over $750,000. A Wausau-based refugee support organization will receive a grant from the Green Bay Packers Foundation. New Beginnings for Refugees announced Wednesday the funding will go towards their empowerment program, which is aimed at providing refugees resources for success in the workplace and in daily life. The program offers a week of workshops where participants can learn about workplace safety, financial literacy, and other life skills. In a statement, New Beginnings for Refugees Executive Director Yi Leng Xiong says the grant will help connect refugees with resources to thrive in their new homes. The remains of a Wisconsin airman killed in World War II have been identified. The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency has identified the remains of U.S. Army Air Force's Corporal John J. Ginzel, a 27-year-old from Rhinelander. Ginzel was among thousands of American and Filipino servicemen taken prisoner in 1942 when Japanese forces overran the Philippines. His remains were eventually interred in Hawaii, and he'll be buried in Rhinelander next May. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Packers take on the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. One of the greatest rivalries in sports, the Packers and Bears in Chicago. It's been a while since both teams had a shot at the postseason. Matt LaFleur on what to expect.
I think it'll be like the first time we went down there in 2019 to open up the season. I think it's going to be electric. I'm sure they're going to have the big baritone national anthem guy out there and piping it away. I think it's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere. It's playoff football atmosphere, so it'll be fun.
Kickoff at Soldier Field, 7:20 tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Raptors, 111-105. Milwaukee's lost 7 of their last 10 games. They'll play the Timberwolves in Minnesota Sunday night. Badgers basketball tonight at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin hosts Villanova. Women's college volleyball. The match lasted 5 long sets. Wisconsin coming up short. They were eliminated by number 1 ranked Kentucky, 3-2. Wisconsin finished the season with a record of 28-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with temperatures in the mid to upper teens by late afternoon. Tonight, temperatures will actually rise through the night. It'll be mostly cloudy. We could catch a few snowflakes late tonight, and then tomorrow partly cloudy with highs in the upper 20s to low 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.